Chapter 4. Double Bar C Ranch, near Midland, Texas. 12:25 hours, 3 September 2005. As Taurine lined up with the runway, Castillo saw there was a Bombardier Learjet 45XR parked beside the Horsehead oil pump.
"Look who's here," Castillo said.
"Put the wheels down, First Officer," Taurine said. "We can chat later."
Doña Alicia Castillo was again waiting for them, this time beside a Chevrolet Suburban, and this time a heavy-set, almost massive, dark-skinned man was with her. Castillo came down the stair door first. He went to his grandmother and kissed her.
"Nice landing, gringo," the large man said. "Jake must have been flying."
Castillo gave him the finger. Fernando Manuel Lopez and Carlos Guillermo Castillo thought of themselves as brothers. They had been raised together since puberty, but they were in fact first cousins.
"Are you on parole, or are Maria and the Rugrats here too?" Castillo asked.
Doña Alicia shook her head at both of them.
"Now stop it, the both of you, right now," she ordered.
Lopez answered the question anyway.
"They're in Cancun," he said, "taking a pre-going-back-to-school vacation."
"You are going to have lunch," Doña Alicia said. "That's in the nature of a statement, not an invitation."
"Nevertheless, I gratefully accept, abuela," Castillo said.
"Eddie," Castillo ordered, "why don't you take Sergeant Mulroney for a walk?" Lorimer made a get-up-let's-go gesture to Mulroney, who stood up and followed Lorimer off the veranda where lunch had been served.
"Presumably you think you have a good excuse for that discourtesy," Doña Alicia said when they were out of earshot.
"There are some things we have to discuss that are none of his business," Castillo said.
"Then why is he here with you?"
she demanded.
Before Castillo could reply, she said,
"I just saw on Colonel Taurine's face that he thinks I'm wrong. Sorry, Carlos."
"I'm the one who should be, is, sorry for involving you in the first place," Castillo said. "If I could have thought of someplace else to take Munce's family, believe me, I would have."
She looked at him for a moment.
"Thank you, Carlos."
"For what?"
"For bringing them here, and for not reminding me you tried very hard to keep me from coming here."
He didn't reply.
"What do we have to discuss?"
she asked after a moment.
"We're all, Colonel Munce, Tom McGuire, and me, agreed that there's no longer a threat here to Senora Munce and the girls."
"Well, that's good news. Thank God for that."
"So Tom's going to call off the Secret Service," Castillo said, "which then raises the question what to do with them for the next 2-3 weeks, however long it takes to be sure they can safely return to Argentina."
"Well, they'll stay here, of course. Where else would they go?"
"I hate to ask you to stay with them," Castillo said.
"Don't be silly, Carlos. I enjoy being with them."
She paused.
"But, Mr. McGuire?"
"Ma'am,
could I get you to call me Tom?"
"Tom, if they would be safe here, would they be safe in San Antonio?"
McGuire considered the question before replying.
"At your home there, you mean?"
She nodded.
"No," Castillo said. "Actually, Charlie, that might be a better solution than leaving them here," McGuire said. "Ma'am, would having a driver for your car raise any eyebrows?"
"Abuela usually has a driver when she goes out at night," Fernando Lopez said. "What are you thinking, Tom?"
"That to err on the side of caution, instead of just canceling the protection detail, I have it cut from what we have here now. 12, probably?"
"So Mr. Alvarez told me," Doña Alicia said.
"If it's been a 12-man detail," McGuire said, "that means there were at any given moment 3 agents on the job, which means that 9 agents were lying around a swimming pool at the local motel or drinking coffee in the snack bar, with people starting to wonder aloud, Who were all these guys in suits with guns and Yukons?
McGuire looked at Castillo.
And we're agreed, Charlie, that the threat is almost certainly gone, right?
Castillo nodded reluctantly.
So we call off the detail here completely, and we set up a 3-man detail in San Antonio, which means one will be available at all times to do the job when necessary. Whenever they leave the house, in other words, they have an agent with them. If we call off the detail here, that means no agents, period. And Alvarez can have a word with the San Antonio cops to keep their eyes open. What's wrong with that, Charlie?
Doña Alicia did not give him a chance to answer.
That's what we'll do. And I'll have a little party or two for the girls so they can meet people their own age. They're already bored being here, and I can't say that I blame them.
I think we should leave it up to Muntz, Castillo said.
I think we should too, Chief, McGuire said. Want to know why?
Why?
Alfredo has a lot of protection experience, like I do. Who do you think he's going to agree with, you or me?
I guess we'll have to see, Castillo said a little lamely.
Carlos, I suppose it's important that Colonel Muntz go to South America right away?
Doña Alicia asked. I'm afraid so, abuela, and that means right now. I'm sitting here wondering if I can work up the courage to tell him it's time to go.
I'll go get him,
Doña Alicia said, and stood up and walked into the house. Castillo looked at Lopez.
All right, gringo, Fernando said. I'll ride the right seat down there and back, but that's it. And that presumes I can be back before Maria comes back from Cancun.
I didn't ask, Fernando, Castillo said.
You knew if you asked, I'd tell you to go to hell, Fernando said. I told you, I'm getting too old to play James Bond with you guys.
Fernando going would solve the problem of having to find another pilot, Jake Turin said. All we're going to do is drop off Muntz and the others with the radios and come right back. So, thanks, Fernando.
He should be thanking us for the privilege of flying our airplane, Castillo said.
Fernando gave Castillo the finger.
How do I get back here to pick up the Lear? Fernando asked.
Charlie, McGuire asked, what if I stay here, take your grandmother and the Muntzes to San Antonio, say, tomorrow, and get things set up there? That'd probably reassure Muntz. By the time I have things set up, Jake and Fernando will be back from Buenos Aires. So you send a plane to pick me up. It brings Fernando here and then picks me up in San Antonio. That'll work.
Castillo considered the suggestion and nodded.
Okay, then that's what we do. God, I feel sorry for them, Castillo said, nodding discreetly at the wife and young daughters of Alfredo Muntz, who had just watched Muntz get into the Gulfstream III.
I probably shouldn't tell you this, Doña Alicia said, but you're the one I feel sorry for.
Why?
Everybody has somebody but you.
Hey, abuela, I have you.
I'm your grandmother. You share me with Fernando and his family.
You're all I need, Castillo said. She would not give up.
Colonel Muntz has his family. Mr. McGuire has his family. Colonel Taurean has his family. You don't even have a dog.
If it will make you happy, I'll get a dog.
Now, why the hell did I say that? What the hell would I do with a dog?
The right engine of the Gulfstream began to whine. Castillo placed his hands gently on Doña Alicia's arms, kissed her on both cheeks, and went up the stair door.